Man, I mean, this time last year, for sure, I felt it, like, take off with Sleepless Psycho, and I was hearing it everywhere on every radio station, so I guess you can say, like, a year ago today.
How has the travel been with you and the response going to countries where you weren't expecting to have the success so soon, because it does feel like the overnight success has just blown up, going to smaller countries and just hearing these people who might have English as their second language singing your songs?
It's insane. I mean, it blows my mind to this day that Sleepless Psycho went number one in so many countries. Yeah. I mean, I'm speechless still.
Do you get invited to awesome A-lister parties now? I'm sure that happens. But how does that happen? Does someone like Leonardo DiCaprio send you a text? Or do your people just go, hey, there's a cool party for you to go to?
I mean, I get invites here and there on email, but I literally am so busy that I'm never in town at the same time they're happening. Yeah. So I'm like, sorry, can't make it. I am in either Australia, Paris, Italy.
I think that's a valid excuse when you click decline on, you know, the Facebook invite. I'm sure that's not how celebs do it. But, you know, when you say, I'm sorry, I can't go, I'm actually in another country. It's not your friends just going, yeah, sure. You just want to stay home in your track pants.
I'm like, thank you. I can just have an extra, extra large pizza to my girl.
You are quite busy. You were actually just on a Reddit as well, Ask Me Anything. To be able to still have that connection with your fans, are you constantly surprised by what they want to know about you?
Definitely. I mean, I get a lot of, why'd you cut your hair like that? Don't you think it looks weird? So, like, you know, like, I get a lot of, like, are you actually sweet but psycho? Wait, are you sweet or psycho? So I get a lot of similar questions.
Oh, that's so
good.
You
have the best laugh.
Thank you. I think you do.
You set me off now.
Have you ever just gotten weird gifts from fans? I've heard of people like Dua Lipa got like an avocado once, or like some fan got a tattoo of her as well. Have you got any weird presents from fans yet?
I got a stem of a flower and not the flower. Somehow the flower was detached.
Did it come with an accompanying note or anything? Was there an explanation?
I don't know, but it was just a stem.
Well, at least you know it was fresh, you know?
Yeah. Like. No, but it was freaking.
No. Oh, man. You.
Forever.
Oh, okay. That has just made our day that we could at least spend a few minutes chatting to you and just make each other laugh. And we are thrilled to have had you on our show. Brand new single out with AJ Mitchell and your own Torn, and cannot wait for this album in 2020. Ava Max, you are welcome to stop by anytime, hon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have to laugh in person now.
Yes, done. Yes, thank you so much, Ava. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.